Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business, all so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. The Female Empowered Podcast is brought to you by the Beyond the Movement Inner Circle, my high-touch mastermind for female boutique fitness, wellness, and healthcare entrepreneurs. The Inner Circle supports women who have already surpassed the six-figure mark in their fitness business and are ready to grow, to continue to grow their revenue to multiple six figures and now take their profit beyond the six-figure mark as well, while stepping back from the grind of the day-to-day operations. That's right. Imagine saying goodbye to answering emails at midnight, having clients text you on your personal cell phone, covering for staff that call out at the last minute, or working 80-hour weeks during the holidays to cover for staff on vacation. Well, how is that even possible, are you thinking? I used to think the same. I used to think that was literally an oxymoron, but I have been able to create a business model that allows me to run a seven-figure business, take home a six-figure salary while going into my studios less than 10 hours a week. And that's really if I wanted to. So how can you make this happen for you? By growing a team that will step up so you can step back. And that is exactly what we work on in this Inner Circle mentorship. Our Inner Circle members run Pilates studios, yoga studios, CrossFit gyms, and cash-based physical therapy practices. And what they all finally realized was that in order to really have the freedom they dreamed of when starting their businesses, they needed a stronger structure, streamlined systems, and a sustainable strategy that allowed them to confidently take a step back from the day-to-day operations. And those are the exact three things we work on in this program. We help you structure your business so that you get the right people in the right seats. Then we look to streamline your systems, getting the right people in the right seats, performing the right processes. Then we work on a strategy that will allow all of the operations to run in a smooth, simple, optimized way. That is, fourth and foremost, sustainable for your business growth and your personal life. The current investment to enroll in the Inner Circle is $900 a month for 12 months or a paid in full discount of $9,900. And it does require an application. To learn more about why my program is unique, why I am unique, and what's unique about working with me personally, and to get on the waitlist for the next cohort, go ahead and visit my website, www.kristagurka.com/mentorship. Seriously, we only enroll 2 to 3 women each quarter. So go get on the waitlist now so you can get to the front of the line. Now let's get into today's show. Hey there, everyone. Thanks for joining me for another episode here at the Female Empowered Podcast. I am your host, Krista Gurka. And today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic because I think it's something every business owner goes through at some point in their entrepreneurship career or life or whatever you want to call it. But today we're going to talk about what to do when you don't really love your business anymore. And so if you've ever had this experience, or if you're currently going through this experience now, I'd invite you to listen to this episode because I am going to talk about a few things that really helped me when I was going through this. And I talk about this a lot with my other friends who are business owners, and specifically female, but even males go through this as well. So primarily today, what we're going to talk about is what to do when you just don't love it anymore. Your heart's not in it anymore. And if you're not there yet and you're thinking, I don't know how business owners could ever fall out of love with their business, maybe listen to it, because maybe at some point you will be there. And if you, this has never happened to you, then I'd be curious to talk to you, because I'm wondering what you're doing differently than the rest of us. So generally what happens, you know, when an employee gets bored or frustrated or doesn't love it anymore, they have the option to quit, to move on, to look for a different role, to go to a different job, to move to a different city. But when you're the business owner, it's not that simple, right? When we own our own business, we have obligations to the business, to the clients, to our families, to our staff, to our team, to the vendors, to our landlords. So it's not like we can just up and be like, yeah, I'm done. I mean, you really can, but you can do whatever you want, but that's not ideal. Okay. And so when we fall out of love with our business, we kind of feel like we hit a wall and like, what can we do? And some people feel very stuck. So first thing, I definitely want to let people know that this is normal. Okay. If you're a parent, it's normal to get frustrated with your children. If you're a spouse, it's normal to get frustrated with your partner. Like, there's normal things that happen when you are irritated with your job, or you just don't love it anymore, especially if you've been doing it for a long time, because it is hard, right? It's challenging and it's hard, and you have a lot of responsibilities and people relying on you, which is difficult. Okay. If it were easy, everybody would do it. That's why there are business owners and there are not business owners, right? So at some point you might be going through this. You might be doing it now. It might be a year down the road. It might've been 5 years ago and now you're on the other side of it. But, this has happened to me too. And then I'm like, oh, I would love to just burn it all to the ground, or I would love to just go work at an Amazon fulfillment center where I could do mindless work and, just stuff boxes and stuff. But after I bitch and moan and maybe cry a little or yell or throw something at the wall, and I'm not condoning violence or, you know, messing up your house, but I realize, honestly, like if I really dig deep, there's nothing more that I'd want to do. All right. I love what I do. I love having the impact that I have on my community and my team and my staff and the clients and all of it. I do love it. So I'm going to give you some tips that helped me and I do think help a lot of people. And this, I think, really can go with, even if you're just talking about your job, like even if you're a Pilates instructor that works for someone else, but you're maybe don't love what you do, or you're a physical therapist, or you're a gym owner, or you're a trainer, and you're just like, one more client, one more day, 10 more burpees. Like, you know, there are things you can do to reinvigorate your passion and your love for what it is that you're doing. So number one is assess, what is it that you want out of your business? What is it that you want out of your career, out of your profession, out of what it is that you do every day? And specifically at this point in your life. Okay. So specifically where you are now and where you think you want to be in the next 3, 5, 10 years. And if you're not sure, then just look right now, what do you want your life to look like now? You know, not everyone wants a high 6 or 7 figure business like I have, right? Not everyone wants to grow their business to 8 figures like we've done at Pilates in the Grove. Not everyone wants to have a team of 20, right? That's fine. So what is it that you want? Okay. What is it that you want that's going to fulfill you both primarily in your life? Because it's not worth it, I believe anyways, that you have this fabulous career and your personal life sucks. So to me, that certainly wasn't worth it to me. So I have made very, very specific choices in my business so that I can generate the 6-figure income that I want without working 80-hour work weeks. Okay. So I have very deliberately and intentionally set out to create this type of business where I go into my studios, you know, 8 to 10 hours a week, if I want to, and I can draw a 6-figure income while running a seven-figure operation. So that is what I wanted. The freedom in my life to be able to work from home days or travel to work or go see my kids play sports and generate the kind of income that I wanted to earn. Now, that didn't happen overnight. That happened probably in the last, I would say, 3 to 5 years was really when it came to fruition, but there have been plans in the making for a significant period of time. Okay. So I see usually people that fall into three different categories. Okay. People that see their job as a career. So they see themselves as entrepreneurs, right? People that see their jobs as jobs, right? So they see themselves as professionals rather than entrepreneurs. And then people who really see it as like a calling. So those people are like, they see themselves as entrepreneurs, but what they're doing in their business, which is, I believe, what we're all doing in our business, is helping people achieve what they want in their life physically, mentally, and emotionally, right? So my modality happens to be Pilates and physical therapy. If you're listening to this, maybe your modality is CrossFit and strength training. Maybe it's yoga and movement. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's mental health. Maybe it's through healthy eating. But my goal is to create an experience for people that they enjoy successful movement and recognize that they can still do what they want to do with the bodies they have. All right. So I want to give my clients the knowledge, the power, the choice to be able to be as physically fit as they want. All right. So usually the people that see it as a calling, right? And that's why we talk about why it's so important to have a deep why in your business. Because when you get to the point that you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, you draw it in. But you know, you think about that ideal client, like what if I stop doing this? Then I can't help those people that really need what we're offering. And it's not like a conceited ego thing, like, oh, people need me. No, I'm providing a service. We as movement professionals are providing a service that is warranted. We are giving people the opportunity to walk down the aisle with their children at their weddings. We are giving grandparents the opportunity to hold the chair up at their grandchild's bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. Okay. We are giving people the opportunity to climb Machu Picchu in their 60s if they want to, if that's what they want to do. We give people the opportunity to have a choice between having back surgery and having pain-free days. All right. We are giving people that. That is what we are trained in, and that is what we're doing. We're impacting the lives of those people that come into our businesses each and every day. All right. That will really, when you think about that, I mean, me just saying it right now, like, lights me up. And that's what I go to when I'm, you know, down and like, oh, this is really irritating. Okay. I also go to the fact that offering a place where my team can come work and earn a very generous income. Okay. Earn a very generous living doing what they love to do. And what I hope is an empowering and uplifting environment. Now, it is work. It is a four-letter word. So it's not always, you know, candy and lollipops and, you know, rainbows, but I feel that it's a good place for them to work. They have agency and autonomy and they make a good living, right? So what is it that you want out of your business now? And what motivates you now? Not necessarily when you got into your business, right? My motivation when I started my business, my children were 4 and 6 or 2 and 4. They might've been 2 and 4 when I started my first business. Okay. Yeah. That was in 2008. They were 2 and 4. So now, at 17 and 19, they're very different. My needs are very different. My wants are very different. So stop trying to shove your 20-year-old goals into your 30, 40, and 50-year-old present. All right. Things can change. Now, what I want out of my business is to have
a business that runs on autopilot with the skills that we have given our team, and that our team steps up to keep this business going so that I can really work from anywhere and I can truly be the vision of the company and where is it going to go in the next 3 to 5 years and have agency and autonomy over my free time. That's what I want. And I want to earn a good living. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. All right. So have a sense of what it is that you want in your life and then go get it and then make action steps, make decisions of where you want to be and how you're going to get there in the next 2 to 3 years. So if you don't like something about your business, change it. You have that. That's the beauty of being a business owner. You can change it. And if your response is, well, I can't do that. Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I used to think, oh, nobody will do that either. People say all the time, nobody will pay cash for physical therapy. Yes, they will. We've proven that. The concierge industry has proven that. Okay. Now, the other thing is, what parts of your business are you still doing that you should not be doing? Oftentimes, these are the parts that are making us hate our job. The parts that we wouldn't normally do if we were working for somebody else. If we were working for somebody else, we probably would not be doing the books of the company. We're not accountants or bookkeepers. If we were working for someone else, we probably wouldn't be designing the website if we didn't have that skill set. Okay. If we were working for someone else, we probably would not be the IT person in the business. So why do we continue to do it when it's our own business, even though we don't have the skill set to do it? And people always say, well, I don't have the money to pay someone. Well, I think you don't. That's like the backwards mindset. You don't have the money because you aren't paying someone to do something else. If you could pay someone, you know, a couple $100 to help with your website or do your bookkeeping every month, and you could buy back 2, 3, 4 hours a month and you charge $200 an hour, that's, you're making more than you're paying out. So that mindset I don't buy. All right. We also have to start looking at like what parts of our job can we outsource, delegate, what is craftable, for example. And this is a great thing for your team too. So if you love engaging with people, then do more of that. Do more teaching, do more sales, do more marketing, go sit at your front desk, do events. If you don't, then put someone who really loves that in that role. If you don't love engaging with people, then maybe you shouldn't be the one that's sitting at the front desk, right? Or if you don't love doing your books, I don't believe that you should just ignore them, but then don't be the one doing your books. You could hire a great bookkeeper, Sandy York, Fit Money Coach, go call her. She's amazing. You could hire somebody to do your books for a couple $100 a month. Okay. Get that off your plate. If you hate doing the laundry in your studio, then, or a clinic, have somebody else do it, send it out, rotate. All right. If you hate being the one to manage people, then have somebody else do that. I'm reading a book right now that's a great book, and it's something that I'm actually thinking of implementing right now. It's called The Ownership Program, and it gives your team the ability to step up and own certain things. So like maybe somebody really, really loves social media, and it's all on a volunteer basis. So you can basically, if someone loves it, maybe they can own it, right? If someone loves analytics and analysis and sales and marketing and referral, maybe somebody can own those parts of the business. So you don't have to do it. It also makes them, so it's like a win-win, right? It gives them ownership. People that have ownership tend to be more responsible because they have ownership over something and they can do it their way. And then it takes it off of your plate. Win, 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 right? Great. Anyways, so if you like it, if you're good at it and it lights you up, do more of that. All right. If you don't, let's start sketching out what is it going to look like when you outsource it and you give it up. Some people don't want to give it up because they're like, nobody will do it like I do. That's bullshit. That's just ego. First of all, someone could do it better than you, right? And second of all, if you can train them to do it, okay, you can train them to do it, right? So I had to get over that a long time ago. And I have to recognize that if I want the freedom in my business that I desire, and if you all as business owners want the freedom you desire so that you don't have to be tied to the business, you are going to have to make these changes. You are going to have to set it with intention. And it is possible. I am proof of it. And so are the women in our mentorship programs. They have done it. It's not without having hard decisions sometimes and taking action steps and taking time, but it is possible. All right. So craft the portions of your business that you love doing and that you're good at. They should be the same. All right. And then outsource, delegate, maybe have somebody else step up into those other roles. All right. Now, another way that you can fall back in love with your job is by learning. Learning a new skill is known to bring about more inspiration and motivation if that's a skill that you want to learn. All right. So, for example, for me, this, I love to read. So every time I read something, I'm reading a book right now. It's right here, actually. I'm reading a book right now. If you're watching me on YouTube, you'll see me pull it out. So it's called Unreasonable Hospitality. Shout out to Felicia Alexander and Carrie Sadowitz, who recommended this book to me, who they're in my mastermind. I'm in a mastermind with them. And this is one of the things we do. We talk about what motivates us, what inspires us, and we share that with each other. So I just started reading this book. You'll see, like, I'm not that far into it if you're watching me on YouTube. And look at, like, all the dog ears, look at all the notes I've taken in this book already, right? So this, like, inspires me, right? This inspires me to, like, ooh, I can do this. This is where I got that idea for the ownership projects. Okay. So it's called Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Guidara, maybe is his name. Guidara. So it's really good so far. And I'm only let's see how many pages I am to this. A little over 100 pages into it, but I love reading. I love going to conferences. It motivates me. Even when I was a physical therapist, well, I still am a physical therapist, but even when I was really just working up my game as a physical therapist, I would go to conferences and get motivated. When I was done, it was just burnt out from doing 3 sets of 10 of everything. All right. So learn something, attend a conference, attend a workshop, put it on your calendar at the end of the year. And usually in October, November, we have the Female CEO Summit. And we bring together a bunch of female CEOs and their teams in boutique fitness, wellness, and healthcare. All right. If you're in the inner circle, we're going on an all expense paid retreat to Austin, Texas in May, where it's just going to be the owners and we're just going to be doing some collaborating and getting together. These kind of things light you up and will inspire you. Listen to podcasts that inspire you. Listen, share the Female Empowered. I'm going to give myself a little plug with a lot of people. Listen to things that will lift you up, motivate you, inspire you. Find a mentor. All right. These are other things that keep you going when you feel like you just don't love it anymore. Your heart's just not into it. All right. And then lastly, talk about it. Talk about it. Okay. I say this, my kids laugh at this. I say feelings are like farts, better out than in. Okay. Feelings are like farts, better out than in. I hope you had a little chuckle out than that. So join a mastermind, join a mentorship program. All right. Be in the room or on Facebook or over the internet or on calls with people that are doing what you're doing. Talking about it helps. It's lonely at the top because there's no one, it's not right of us to talk about our team with our team or talk about our struggles necessarily, but it's great to do it with other business owners that are doing, living, breathing what we're all going through. And sometimes it's not to get advice back, just like having, articulating it and putting language around it and voicing it into the universe oftentimes helps. So don't keep those farts and feelings in, let them out. All right. We talk a lot about things that are challenging for us in our business, both in our Inner Circle Mastermind, which is our high touch, high level mastermind, and our FitBiz Foundations, right? Which is our foundational business building program. So if you're interested in being part of a community with other like-minded females that are doing the same thing you're doing, right? join one of our programs. I would welcome you. It's a great program. I mean, just for example, somebody posted in our group last week, maybe Thursday or Friday, about a challenge she was having with a patient who happens to be a doctor and could maybe refer, but she was like, she's taking up so much time and energy for me. I'm just not sure if it's worth it to keep working with her. And I think there was like 20 comments in there. A lot, everyone gave their feedback, and then she can do what she wants. And sometimes just again, articulating it, it just makes you feel better, right? In our inner circle, we have a group of 10, we're going to be going into 11 women now that just, it's great. We hold each other accountable. We talk about the hard shit. We work through difficult problems. And then ultimately that business owner, that female has the, you know, they have the kind of ownership now that they can make a solid decision for themselves. So if this is something you're interested in, it's been amazing for me. I'm currently in 2 programs right now. I have my boutique fitness mastermind, my ladies and gentlemen that I love over at Boutique Fitness. And then I'm also in Claire Pell's Get Paid Marketing Mastermind. And I love both of them. I learn a lot from both of them. Being in the room with other people will always inspire me and will always keep me going. And I would love, if you're interested in joining the inner circle, go ahead and get on the wait list. We're currently in a wait list capacity to the next time that opens. Or if you're an emerging business owner and are ready to like set these steps up initially, go check out my website, kristagurka.com. Okay. You can go to the work with me page and everything we're doing is up there. So check it out. Keep listening to this podcast. I share great information with all of you. And I mean, I think that doing all of these things, so deciding what you want from your business, starting to outsource, delegate things that no longer serve you, learning more, learning what will inspire you, what will, and it could be anything. It could be like learning how to be a better leader, learning how sales and marketing, customer service, analysis, finances, or even just like how to get out of your own head, how to deal with anxiety, how to deal with obsessive thinking, right? Do something for yourself and then talk about it. Talk about it with people. I didn't say complain about it. I said, talk about it. Okay. So having some of these endeavors will really, I think they have positive spillover into our personal life and then ultimately into our professional life, giving us the energy and inspiration to re-engage the parts of us that maybe have like decided that they're not extremely happy right now. So this was a real short and sweet episode, just a little info, insight into how to get yourself re-engaged. And like I said, if you're interested in being re-engaged, seriously, I sometimes pay for my masterminds literally just to be in the room with people. All right. The women in our group, I got very lucky. They are amazing. So the cost of enrollment just to be in the community is phenomenal. So check out my website or scroll down here and really click on the show notes, kristagurka.com. And you can go to the work with me page. There's a variety of ways to work with me. If you're interested in just shooting me at like, let's schedule a discovery call to see if I might be the right person to work with you. And I can explain my programs over the, you know, a Zoom or a phone call. You can just schedule a free discovery call, kristagurka.com/discovery. And we'll set up a call. We'll set up a 20-minute call to chat, see if I'm the right person to work for you to help me help you fall back in love with your business. All right, ladies, that's all I got for you today. Until next time, my friends, bye for now. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening today. But before you go, could I ask you to take a minute? Okay, so maybe like 2 minutes, and leave me an honest review about the podcast. It really does help me get this podcast in front of more women in healthcare, wellness, and fitness, and also really lets me know that I'm actually sharing information you all like to listen to. Thanks again, and catch you all on the next episode.